Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back for another episode. I actually just got back to Florida. I spent a week out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale is so amazing. One of my favorite cities. I had never been there until last year. I joined a mastermind. So I went out there, I think, 3 or 4 times last year. And I've already been out there twice again this year, and I'll be there 2 more times this fall. It's such a cool area, and it's just so different from the life that I live in Florida. You know, I'm so used to like beach and resort life, and then you totally switch and you're like bougie desert life. So it's such a fun like switch of pace, and I love the people out in Scottsdale. They're so friendly and welcoming. It's just like such a cool area. I'm a part of a group called Founders, which is a organization for people who have founded businesses. So I'm a member year round, but they also so we do like workshops for members only. And then they also do 2 really big conferences a year where it's like anyone and everyone. So we had actually back to back last week. We did our private workshop for 2 days, and then we had the big event for the other 2 days at the Omni Mona Lucia. It was so beautiful. I've been to that property before and I love it. I, you know, got my start in hotels before I started my business. So I am definitely all up in the hotel world and love, you know, traveling around and seeing different properties. So it was such a great week. The organization's led by a woman named Candy Valentino. If you don't know Candy, oh my God. Okay. Check her out on Instagram, or better yet, TikTok. She has a huge TikTok following too, but she is a just like a serial entrepreneur, overall badass. Like, she built and exited numerous businesses by the time she was 40. She does a lot in real estate, but she's also had brick and mortar. She had spa, she had a jewelry business. So I am just like so inspired by her. And that's who I like choose to surround myself with. I'm like, Candy, freaking teach me your ways. So she's my business mentor, and she also leads up the group Founder. So I'm so freaking grateful that I found her and I found the organization. It's been a total game changer for my business. So this podcast actually is inspired by something we were talking about last week. Throughout the week, they were asking, you know, and this is something I also ask our clients, what makes you different? You know, if you are a restaurant, how are you different than any other restaurant in town? If you are a medical practice, how are you different? If you are a nonprofit or a salon, like what makes you different than any other organization just like yours out there? You know, and think about how many marketing and PR agencies there are in the world. Holy cow, there's tons. The beautiful thing is that every business needs marketing. So, you know, how are we, my agency, Socially, different than any other agency out there? And this is where I came up with this. You know, what I really feel like is that we are sincerely partners with our clients. Like, we talk with them on a regular basis. We're not just some big monster agency that churns out content for them and doesn't really connect with them. Like, we know what's going on in our clients' businesses, and in real time, we're providing them solutions, advice. Like, we're like a strategic partner. And what I see from other agencies out there, so there are things that I see other agencies doing that I personally don't feel aligned with. And I, you know, I always say, if we're not a fit for somebody, that's, I totally get it. There are, you know, different industries out there. There's all kinds of different aspects that you need to look at when you're wanting to hire a marketing and PR agency. But I put together this short list just to share with you about if you, you know, three things that you need to watch for when hiring an agency. I consider these red flags. So these are three red flags that you need to keep an eye on when hiring an agency. So the first one is an agency that promises results. If they're promising you they can get this amount of sales for you, if they're promising you that they can move you onto the first page of all the Google searches, if they're promising you they can get you on the Today Show, if they're promising you that your email database will grow by X amount, that is garbage. Okay, they cannot promise those kind of results. Now, can they promise deliverables? Absolutely. And I do that as well. So the difference between results and deliverables is that results are actually like outcomes. Okay. So like sales, growth numbers, these are outcomes. Okay. Deliverables are things like we will post this many times on social media for you. We will do this many pitches for you. We will do this many blogs on your website. We will set up this many social ad campaigns for you. Those are deliverables that you can guarantee. Now, I just never guarantee the results that come from those because so many different factors come into play, right? So, you know, especially in PR, I can pitch you all day long, but if that narrative is not what's happening in the media today, it might not get picked up. Honestly, no matter how cool you or your business are, it is all about timing, you know? It can be a seasonal thing. It can be a topic thing. It can be something that's going on in the world today. For example, I mean, this is a sad example, but, you know, with all these school shootings, like, you know, maybe there are companies out there right now, like gun ammo companies, like now is not the time to be promoting and pitching those types of items. You know, you just, there's no way to guarantee results. I'll give you guys an example of this. I had a client that was, they purchased Elvis Presley's old ranch. Really cool. Check out Circle G Ranch. It's in North Mississippi. This is a huge announcement, right? Like we were putting this out on the wire because it was such an international thing. I mean, Elvis has fan clubs literally all over the world still today. So we were going to put this press release out and we had it all planned. The wire, you guys know, anybody out there who puts out press releases on the wire, it is very expensive, especially if you're going international. So we had this huge thing lined up. We knew it was going to get a bunch of hits. I mean, it's such a cool announcement. Like it's going to be on the National Register of Historic Places, like very big things. Like they're going to put a development there. Very exciting news. So we have it lined up. It goes out on the wire at like 7 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, prime time. And literally like 45 minutes later, the news came out that Robin Williams had committed suicide. And it squashed the whole, I don't want to say the whole thing, okay? It definitely did not get the coverage that it deserved. Because everywhere in the media is talking about Robin Williams. God, it was such a sad day. But, and also really, you know, sad for the situation too, because there was no way for us to know that was going to happen. It seemed like a perfect day, a Tuesday, you know, all of the timing was aligned. It was right before Elvis's, we had planned it like around one of Elvis's anniversaries because a lot of people, a lot of the fan clubs were talking about Elvis at that time. So we even scheduled it out based on that to where it was like timely in the news with his birthday or something like that. And something like, you know, a tragedy like the Robin Williams thing happened and really put a damper on the results. So that is an exact reason why I never, ever, ever promise a client a result. Because I would think, absolutely, this is a huge release. This is going to get on Yahoo. This is going to get on the Today Show, like all these exciting things. And in the moment, you know, just in a moment's notice, something else happens and there you go. So that's number one. If an agency is promising you some kind of results, that's a little sketchy. They can promise deliverables, but not results. Okay. Here's the second one. If they won't tell or show you any other of their clients, that's kind of interesting to me. Like, who you're working with is not a secret. In fact, I feel like who you're working with is something you should be really proud of. We're so proud of some of the clients. I mean, all of the clients we have, but like some of these clients are really big names. Like, we just helped Ruby Slipper Cafe. Anybody in the Southeast pretty much knows Ruby Slipper. They're a brunch and breakfast concept based out of New Orleans. So we help Ruby Slipper, and I'm like honored to work with such a fun, amazing brand. You know, we work with the Destin Commons, very well known. So awesome. We work with the Gulfarium on Okaloosa Island. Like, there are some really cool brands that we work with, and we're proud. We're proud of the work we do, and we're proud to be associated with their brand. So like when somebody asks, I happily show them. I send them links to those accounts so they can see in real time the work that we're doing. So, I mean, if they really want to reach out to that client, I'm happy to give them the contact information. Completely transparent. So when someone else won't tell or show you their other clients, something's going on there. There's just like a little lack of transparency, and I don't trust it. I don't know why they would want to hide it from you. Or that either tells me that maybe they don't have any other clients, or I don't know, maybe they don't want you to see what they're doing for other clients. I do know some agencies get a little weird about they don't want to promote that they already work with someone in your industry. But I don't think that's an issue at all. You know, like, we have multiple different properties we work with, and those clients are completely separate. We have separate team members internally working on each one of those clients. You know, in case if somebody asks us about exclusivity, actually, I got that question recently, is like, do you give exclusivity? And I was like, no, not, you know, not unless they're about to pay some really, really, really big dollars, because that could stunt our growth significantly. And honestly, like, I don't see it as, you know, we're not privy to some proprietary information. Usually we're content creators, you know, we're creating blogs, we're creating social media posts, email blasts. Like, so we're not privy to like some super private information. We do have everyone on our team sign an NDA, so they're not disclosing anything about our business or any of our clients' businesses. I definitely have that in place. But yeah, I don't, you know, think it's really proprietary. And I look at it this way, like, you know, if somebody's writing for this magazine, could they also write for that magazine? Sure. Like, why? It's just writing articles, you know, as long as it's not the exact same article. I mean, that would be, you know, like, they need to be creating unique content for each separate, magazine, but we do the same for those clients. So, that's just something to think about. A lot of people ask me about, you know, or other agency owners ask me about exclusivity. Not a lot of clients ask about it. But yeah, it all goes back to like, somebody should be willing to show you or tell you who their other clients are. So that's number two. And number three is the most important one for me in my business, I think. So cookie cutter packages. If they have these cookie cutter packages in place where like, here are your options. Package one includes social, email, PR. Package two includes this, this, this. It's not, you know, it's not the worst thing, but I feel like it's a little amateur. And here's why. Because marketing for every business is so different. Doesn't matter if it's two medical practices. Honestly, like, each practice is different in its own way, and they're trying to attract a certain type of audience. So the strategy for one client might be different than the other. So with every client, I sincerely just sit down and I listen to what, I just listen to what's happening in their business. And I actually write a custom proposal for each person, because and sometimes it is similar services we're offering people. You know, most businesses need social media, duh. But they might need different platforms. They might need different types of content. They might need more stories than static posts. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So I sit down with anyone who's serious about hiring us, and I just listen to what's happening in their business now. I listen to what's happened in the past to see, you know, what have been their successes and what has missed the mark in the past. And what are they trying to get to? What's their goal? And I just kind of take all that into effect. I come back and I look at all the services we do, and I put together a proposal and I say, okay, if I owned your medical practice, here's everything I would do to market myself. And we take it from there. Because I sincerely believe that if in order for marketing to be really effective, you have to be nimble and be able to, you know, tweak and change things based on your unique industry, your actual business, the market that you're in, the season that you're in, the size of your business, the, you know, if your business is serving local and it's a local brick and mortar, or if you have online capabilities, like there are so many different factors. So if a marketing company is coming to you with like, hey, these are your three options, pick here. That just tells me that they're going to like churn out some generic stuff for you and the end. We are actually a partner. We are like an outsourced marketing director plus a team behind it that comes to you with a custom plan based on what's happening in your world, your industry, your business, and here's what we're going to do for you. So those are the three things. I hope this has been helpful. You know, if you're thinking about hiring an agency, I'm happy to give you any advice, whether it's us or somebody else. You know, I always want people to have a good experience with agencies because that's what we do, you know, and I want people to be successful. So the three things: A, if they are promising you specific results; two, if they are hiding or won't tell you or show you their other clients; and three, if they are just offering you some cookie cutter packages with no thought or custom. You know, the moment you send them an inquiry, they write back with an email, here are our packages link. That just is lazy, in my opinion. It's lazy, and it tells me that they don't really know strategy. They're just going to churn out some basic stuff for you. So I hope this has been helpful. If you think so, please screenshot it, share it with a friend, or maybe you know somebody who's about to hire an agency. Tag them on this episode, screenshot it, share it with them on Spotify, Apple, whatever works best for you. I hope this is really setting you up for success for any agency that you might hire. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.